housing market split in two, Stone Brewing's layoff cloud and Waymo's closing window. San Diego's housing market is dividing cleanly along property type this summer, and the divergence has direct consequences for buyers, sellers, and renters. Single-family homes countywide are holding a median between $1,074,000 and $1,085,000, up roughly 5-6% year-over-year, with inventory at approximately 8,248 listings and homes moving at a median of 33 days, still a seller's market. Older condos and townhomes tell a different story, down 10-15% from their 2022 peaks. The driver is structural rather than cyclical. HOA fees have surged 60-70% in some buildings, and special assessments have hit some units at up to $100,000 per unit, breaking the purchase calculus for most buyers. Redfin's coastal San Diego median for the 3 months ending in June reached $2 million, a 4.6% year-over-year increase, effectively pricing out most of the county's workforce. Stone Brewing filed a WARN notice covering 220 total positions, with the first layoff phase scheduled for October 19. The 60-day notice requirement means affected workers have known since roughly late August that the date is approaching. Stone is one of San Diego's flagship craft brewery brands, a company that became part of the regional identity during the craft beer boom of the 2010s. A WARN notice of that scale signals serious restructuring, and spending Labor Day weekend under that cloud is, for those workers, a concrete reality. The Defense and Research Corridor offered contrasting signals. Northrop Grumman locked in a $3 billion Department of Defense agreement. General Atomics received a $20 million California Competes tax credit for fusion development expansion. The company operates the DID National Fusion Facility, described as the only fusion research device in the western United States running as a Department of Energy National User Facility. UC San Diego received an $18 million NSF grant for a quantum materials research center. ServiceNow, meanwhile, is cutting 133 San Diego positions by September 28, concentrated at senior and director levels. The county added 13,400 jobs year-over-year through May, led by healthcare, with unemployment at 4.7% unadjusted in July and 4.3% seasonally adjusted. Waymo's commercial robotaxi launch in San Diego remains pending. The California Public Utilities Commission approved the company's passenger safety plan on August 14, clearing the last formal regulatory hurdle. The initial service area covers roughly 40 square miles. A public launch had been expected before September 22, the end of meteorological summer, but as of Sunday morning, no official launch announcement had been made, leaving 9 days in the window. The Montage International acquisition of the Pendry San Diego Hotel for $147 million, a 317-room property in the Gaslamp Quarter, signals continued hospitality investment confidence in downtown, even as office vacancy holds at 13.4%. Industrial real estate showed a modest shift in Q2 2026. Vacancy reached 7.06%, up from 6.91%, with net absorption turning negative at minus 236,000 square feet, reversing a prior quarter's positive 1.1 million square feet.